Okay, I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, Monday, December 19th, 2016, at 9:08 a.m. I don't think we have any, no public comment. Any commission remarks? I've got Scott Civil disputing delinquency of 2015 late fees, real estate.
Yes.
Come on up.
Morning, Commissioner.
Yeah, morning.
Yes, Commissioners, I'm Scott Civil, and I purchased a home back in September 15th of 2015. On East End Road in Branson, Missouri, and the property closed on October 15th, and I took possession of the property at that time. My deed was recorded on October 19th here at the county, showing me as owner on record at that date. The property tax bills for the Taney County were sent out with owners on record, I'm guessing, around October 5th is what I've been informed. Or that period sometime. And they went on owner of record, which was my previous owner. And I was supposed to receive a tax bill a second time after the first of the year as a delinquent reminder. And the system, I assume, I don't know, must have sent it to the former owner because I never received the bill the way the system was set up. And so I didn't realize the taxes were delinquent until I received the bill of this year. And I'm just disputing not the tax bill itself, but just the delinquent fees. I believe they're around $314.
That's for last year?
Yes, for 2015, sir.
Yeah. Taxes through the title company. Are supposed to be, I think, prorated at that time, and your tax bill for that should probably have been through the month of the way you're telling me it was recorded and all that should have been through the month of November and December. Am I stating things correctly?
Yes, if you went through a title company, you
yes.
Would have gotten the money for the first 10.5 months.
10.5 months, so your late fees would have been for November and December. Are you saying that your late fees for November and December was $300 and some dollars?
No, I believe the title company prorated and had the previous owners give me a kickback in the way we closed. And since I paid cash for the house, I believed it closed quickly. And so therefore, the first bill went for the entire 2015 year to the owners that were on record.
I'm not disputing what you're saying. I just want to get this clear and out in
sure.
The open that his tax bill for should have been for November and December.
Can I interrupt just a moment?
Yes.
He actually gets, at closing, the closing company pays him up front for the first months until he buys it, like till October. So he gets that money at closing, and then Ben's taxes go with the real estate. Then the owner is responsible for paying the full year, so he should have taken that money plus his November and December amount and paid it. So that Ben's, none of it was paid because the bill is for the full year.
Mm-hmm.
Ben's, none of it's paid. The interest and penalty would be for the full year. So at closing, when the closing company allowed him that money then in October, then he would have taken that money plus his no and paid it at that time. That would be the full year's taxes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that. That procedure is correct. However, I wasn't aware that I had to pay the taxes, and that's what I was trying to say. I was waiting for the bill from the county, and because of the recording time frame, because the county looks at the owner on record October 5th, and I'd closed on the 15th, that notification went to the previous owner, who should have supplied it to me but didn't, and so I was waiting for the second bill, and which I never received, so I'm assuming that that bill went to the previous owner also, which by then I was on record.
The closing company would have made him aware at that time that the taxes, you know, were due, and then he would, I like it when the closing companies withhold both of them. They come in and pay it themselves right then, but many of the closers won't do that anymore. But so when he closed, then the bills were right then available online right then, and the closing company, they could have actually even given him a copy of the bill at that time. I don't know if they did or didn't.
No.
But. And if the bills come back, if we mail a bill to an owner and it comes back, then we go in and search for a new name. And the same thing is when the delinquent notices are sent out. If it comes back undeliverable, then we go in and we search for a new name and send it out for a new owner. My girl that does that checked both files, and they were never returned as undelivered.
Well, and the problem with that is most people that move have their mail forwarding. So that system seems a little flawed to me, because you're mailing a bill to a previous owner through mail forwarding, which I would assume the majority of people use mail forwarding when you change an address.
Were you aware that you owed the taxes?
I thought I owed November, December, and I was assuming at that point that I would just go on the next bill since I'd never received a bill. So I investigated this and talked to my real estate agent. She said, no, Scott, if you remember what, you know, so. I go, okay. No, I didn't recall it, but yes, I had forgotten at that point. So I was aware that I need to pay taxes. I just wasn't sure when and where.
I'm not trying to be hard-headed about this, but I can tell you that I know that people are responsible to pay their own taxes. And I know that I've purchased several pieces of property and sold several pieces of property where I paid the taxes at the time of closing. I don't know that it is the responsibility of the county to. There's several opportunities for you to take this issue up. One of them is right after the first of the year when you didn't receive your tax bill, and the other one is through the BOE session. I think the statutes read that the county commission can also take these type of issues up. I think it's written that way because sometimes other counties have real estate or other people sitting on the BOE board, and that's when it's left up to the county commission to take these issues up. I don't see the dollar amount matching the penalty. Can you explain a little bit of that to me, Sheila, before I have to place a vote on some issue like this? I understand all the process.
Yeah,
but
this
I don't.
This is the bill. That's the bill. And the interest and penalty is figured on the amount of the tax due. Then this is a 2016 bill, see before. But this is your tax amount, and your interest and penalty is multiplied times the tax, and that's due because the maximum of the interest and penalty by state is 18% max the interest, and it maxes out if you would have went online at that time, or if they would give you a copy, this would have been the base amount. And then when it becomes January, the interest is 2%, the penalty 7%. The penalty never changes. February goes to 4%, and September it maxes out. And so this is amount that's due a year later now. Anytime, you know, if you call the office at any time or went online to taneycountycollector.com, we'd been happy to have, you know, given him a bill, like I told, shared with him. We have people do it all the time. I was somewhere yesterday, and they told me they had never received a tax bill. And I said, if you've got a computer, you can go this afternoon, and you can look under. And I told them how, Taney County Collector, or just call the office tomorrow. If I remember, I'll try to go look it up and send in. They said, oh, no, we'll just go online and look.
Speaking of online, currently I'm unable to pay my 2015 taxes online because it still shows the previous owner.
I showed you how.
Yeah, but it's under Lawrence Cook. It's not under Scott Civil.
Uh-huh.
So 2016 is under Scott Civil, but 2015 is still under the previous owner of Lawrence Cook.
The tax is against the property, not the owner. It's against the real estate.
Right.
And I was showing you how you just go on and put the number in, and it's paid, and it'll show paid for by you. And that's left that away because you were questioning it until it was solved. It's noted in there, new owner is such and such date.
I'm kind of confused a little bit about this. You're saying that he would receive the funds at the time of closing for the previous part of the year, which usually when an exchange takes place, the title company takes care of that. You're saying that those taxes were awarded
to him.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't pay those taxes then at the first of the year.
Or at the end of the year.
At the end of the year. By the first of 16.
Yeah. When you close, the title company...
What I'm trying to find out is your title company, did they say anything to you, or did you look at your closing cost and see that you had received dollar amounts for the taxes that were due?
No, I did not. I did receive the award, like you're both stating. That's correct. I think I received that 30 days after closing or whatever the time frame was. I don't recall. I just assumed it was settlement costs. I didn't look into, you know, why I got the money back.
You got anything to say about that, Mike?
I would think that you'd want to know why you got money back. It'd be one of my questions, but...
I thought about that too, Mr. Commissioner. And when I've refinanced my houses before, I got settlement money back. That's why I didn't question it. I mean, large sums. So that's why I was, you know, about $4,000, and this was nowhere close to that. So I just figured, again, that was just settlement costs of some sort.
Can I ask, where did you move from?
California. And see, in California, I had always bought my property financed, so that way the title company and the accounts were impounded for tax purposes. I was telling you, Sheila, the same mistake I made when I bought a vehicle here. In California, they normally take care of title and licensing, so then I showed up at the DMV over here and had another big surprise of finances. I keep turning around getting knocked over with these large amounts that are owed that I'm not really used to noticing or seeing like that. Normally it's always included.
I know things are set up different in different states, and I know that it causes confusion with Texas and California and those places that have certain taxes that are not paid. But I'm having a hard time seeing when you got the refund. And believe you me, I would probably be, without my wife's help, I'd probably be in the